B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You gotta be. It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for sound off. 610-771-9705. This is the sound off line. I'm sure a lot of people are talking about Steph Curry's performance and the Phillies' non-performance yesterday. So that's how you get in. When you got a thought, publish it. Leave us a message, and we round them all up and put together a little package called Sound Off. Let's see what we have today.
I cannot believe that today people are complaining about Ben Simmons the day after a game he didn't play. I can't take this. I don't understand these fans that dissect every player, every game. I cheer for my team. God, so many of these fans just suck.
Well, who was complaining about Ben Simmons today?
What? Well, you got some Ben Simmons calls talking about today.
Unless it's like the idiots who think he was ducking, guarding Steph Curry. But see, I don't pay attention to that kind of nonsense because I know that Doc Rivers probably did this so he would preserve Ben Simmons so he wouldn't have to chase around Curry because it's beneficial to the team in the long run.
Yeah, they also have a three games. To your point, Mike, they have three games and four nights coming up Wednesday, Thursday, yeah. Saturday, all three against really good teams. Three and four nights is a tough grind.
Wait a minute. So people are blaming Ben Simmons last night for a loss in a game which didn't even play? Can't blame him.
What would? Well, I mean, maybe I'm missing something. People were on social media were blaming him for not playing.
Yeah, they were saying that it was on him.
Oh, okay. So
the loss.
Yeah. All right. So we handled that earlier in the show. It's foolish to put it on him. Like, that game means nothing. In the overall scope of things, it means nothing. So let's stop. When people were worried about who the third center is, Tony Bradley came up today. Come on, man, let's just get to the playoffs. Let's just get through the rest of the season, hopefully with the number one seed, and look forward to the playoffs. These games that are missing are for the greater good.
These idiots cheering for the Eagles at the Phillies game, gotta go. They're out. Stay home. Phillies are a game out of first place, and the Eagles suck. What are you even doing there?
They should be saying Eagles suck instead of E-A-G-L-E-S. You know, you're going to change it up. I have no problem with that.
But now that I got intel, the next time I'm down there, I'm going to make sure that those guys will be removed because I have a certain level of pull around here now. Because I found out that there's a criminal element within that crew that's doing that.
Uh-huh.
They're causing trouble. They're breaking the COVID protocols. They're doing a whole bunch of stuff other than the stupid cheer. And now that I know who they are, where they sit, I'm going to be able to make something happen and make sure that this comes to a stop. Because, and I don't really care, the cheer, I guess, isn't the big, but it's a byproduct of stupidity and apparently making families uncomfortable at baseball games.
Yeah.
And we can't have that.
No, and the Phillies should recognize that, though. Frankly, they should have recognized that last night if that was happening.
That's what was, apparently, I was told that was going down, and there's video evidence.
There's some security down there. Let's go.
You know, Dwight Howard just called for an offensive foul on the screen at least once a game, and he does a lot less moving than I seen last night between Kevon Looney and Draymond Green. So why were the referees not calling what looked like about three or four different offensive fouls on moving screen?
Come on, man. You complain Dwight Howard's getting the short end of the stick? That dude fouls when he moves. What he's saying, the opposite?
No, what he's saying is that the White's fouls are real, but there were, and that is true, they allow, for some reason, with Curry. If you set a screen for Curry, you don't have to set your feet at all.
Yeah, they move.
You can move a lot.
And you know, Chief Offenders, Draymond does that all the time.
He's just out there running through guys, and they don't blow the whistle. And that's fair.
I believe the Curry brothers combined for 64 points. Unfortunately, 49 of them were by Steph. I think the father, Del Curry, could have came off the bench for the Warriors and lit up the Sixers' defense for 20 points.
Yeah, Seth had a good first half. I don't know what happened in the second half.
0 points. Honestly, I thought he was a little tired. I still think he's not 100 from that COVID.
No, that's not good.
Well, the same thing, you know, Jay, he might need to get that inhaler. Tatum's on an inhaler now. Hadn't been on an inhaler his whole life. In Boston, he's 23 years old on an inhaler suddenly because he got COVID. He might need to invest in one.
Yep.
I watched the Golden State Warrior game against the Sixers last night. I saw a real pro team play a bad pro team. Can we stop all this nonsense that the Sixers might win a playoff series? I think it's ridiculous.
If you don't think this team's going to win a playoff series, then you live on Pluto. All right? I don't even want to. You know, I can't even mock you at this point because it's so ridiculous.
Let's talk about big clown that some people in this town think is MVP. So the big clown in the last 3.5 minutes was 0-for-4 with 2 turnovers, 6 possessions. While Golden State was scoring every single time, and a real MVP caliber player was scoring 12 points. Good job.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I think the last 2 calls could be nominated for dumbest sound off. How long have we been doing sound off?
I mean, many years.
Those calls will go to the top of the list. All right, let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of sound off. Got an opinion?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Alrighty, that was sound off. So stay tuned. We get a full evening ahead on 97.5 The Fanatic. Flyers weekly show with Jason Mertedis, and then Devon Gibbons comes in and entertains and educates you for the rest of the evening on NBC Sports Philly. Stay tuned because the warm-up's coming your way, Philly's pregame show, and the Phils and Giants. Everybody have a great rest of the night, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.